MyTV20's Jorge Avion has that story.
The disco balls will soon be coming down at the Clutch Cargo's nightclub in Pontiac. The building will be renovated and become a church again. The announcement was made this morning by the Great Centers of Hope organization that will open it up to the low-income families and drug addicts who they help get back on their feet.
I was addicted to crack and heroin for almost 9 years.
Virginia Levy is now clean thanks to the help of Great Centers of Hope. She knows this church will make a difference in the lives of others who are going through what she went through.
As an addict, I lost my family, I lost my job. It is through those things that I was forced to look inside. And when I realized that I felt empty, I knew that I needed love. I knew that I needed something to help me. And that was when I became open to believing in God.
The building became a place of worship in 1911 when it was the first congregational church. Due to financial problems, it closed in 1927 and remained boarded up for decades until 1962 when it reopened as a church again. The building was sold in 1997 and became a nightclub. After the 30,000-square-foot building recently became available for purchase, it was bought by the Luther family of Oakland Township and donated to the Great Centers. Amanda Luther spoke on behalf of her family during today's announcement.
My parents, like I said in my speech, inspire me each and every day. And if I can give back in any way, shape, or form, I will. That's what I've been taught since I was young. And that's what we're going to continue to do, and especially for Great Centers of Hope, since it is such an amazing organization.
The church Grace Centers is currently using on Perry Street will also be converted to something else.
It's going to open up the other building for moms and kids. That building will totally be renovated to house moms and kids, and that's our fastest growing area. We've turned away literally in the last 3 months a couple of thousand women and children.
Well, I'm happy for the extensive faith-based community and the hope and the revitalization and the prospects that they bring to the city of Pontiac, and I want them to work with us on all the projects that we have in the city of Pontiac to restore our neighborhoods, make people feel safe.
And as you just heard the mayor-elect of Pontiac, this is a project that could have a positive ripple effect across the city. For your news that's straight to the point, I'm Jorge Avellan, TV 20 News at 10.
You can log on to GraceCentersOfHope.org to make donations that will go toward completing this renovation project. Clutch Cargo's will host its last show on November 14th.
Well, it was once a popular nightclub in downtown Pontiac, but very soon it's going to be a church. Today, the Luther family of Oakland Township donated the building that used to be called Clutch Cargo's. Local 4's Paula Tupman has more on a big to-do over the return of the pews. Paula?
If you live anywhere in southeastern Michigan, I know you've heard of Clutch Cargo. It is legend, wait for it, dairy, for its big parties, its bar scene, and its clubbing. But there's a big change on the horizon for Clutch Cargo. I guess you can call it the re-churchification, as this bar scene basically turns in its wine and spirits and trades them in for the Holy Spirit. The property at 65 East Huron in Pontiac was dedicated to the First Congregation Church of Pontiac in 1911. But the Depression came and the church fell to disrepair. By 1997, it was a nightclub. A dance floor replaced the pews. The stained glass witnessed to an often stained reputation on this corner of Pontiac. But today, a new chapter as the building changes hands and goes back to God and Grace Centers of Hope across the street. And that's where we met Jessica today.
We're a series of bad decisions. It doesn't just happen overnight.
Jessica, the mother of two, was ordered to Grace Centers of Hope by the court as a last-ditch effort to keep a needle out of her arm and her out of jail.
I had been clean for 6 months at a time in other programs, but it wasn't long enough to keep making better decisions.
There are hundreds of Jessicas on the streets of Pontiac, men and women, who've fallen from grace and many taken their children with them, only to be caught by Grace Centers of Hope. But too many have also had to wait for that hope.
Our greatest need here is with women and children. We turned away over 2,000 women and children in the past 2 months here at Grace Centers because we just don't have room.
With a donation of the church to become a church once more, it frees up space to create a new women and children center, increasing capacity 30%.
We have a parenting class for the moms. So that's every week, and we learn everything from toddlers to teenagers, infants, on discipline, on love, on healthy eating habits, all of that. So I can take that home to my kids. We do an addiction cycle class to find out how we got the way we got and what we can do to get better.
So what do you still need?
What do we still need?
Yeah.
a massive outpouring of cash. We need donations. The great need is we've got to raise $2 million in November and December to meet our budget.
If you'd like to help out, we put a link on our website. Jessica would like to say thank you in advance for helping to save her life. Paula Tubman, Local 4.